customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I help you?
Hi, Rachel. My name is Linda Canfield, and I received a charge on my Amazon credit card, and I found out from the lady that it was shipping and handling for a KitchenAid, and it's like, no, I never did that. I remember looking at the site, but I never ordered anything.
Okay, Ms. Canfield, if you could also please provide your zip code, please.
85286.
Okay, thank you. And one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I do apologize for the wait. I'm still accessing information.
That's okay. I've tried calling your number since 8:45 this morning. I have probably called 15 times, and I just keep getting, after 10 minutes or so, getting kicked off and have to call back. The customer support team is not very good. I worked in customer support for a long time, and if we didn't answer the calls within, two or three rings, we got our butts chewed.
Okay, ma'am, my apologies. Our line has been busy, so when it's busy like that, I think you get the option of leaving a number for callback if all agents are busy. We are 24/7, but it just depends on how many people are scheduled for the day.
It sounds like there's maybe two people scheduled for today.
No, ma'am. We're a call center.
Okay.
But for security, for security purposes, please verify your address.
1650 South Arizona Avenue, lot number 45, Chandler, Arizona, 85286.
Okay, thank you. And if you would also please verify your email.
HeavensLady@AOL.com.
Thank you, and please verify your phone number.
585-820-5150.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I have gotten an account located that does show your name, address, email, and phone number.
And the charge was on... I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the charge was on 1026 in the amount of $7.95.
Right. It shows what I'm checking on. I think this was like the sweepstake offer. I don't think that's actual shipping and handling. The customer would pay the $7.95, and we get like a 48-hour period in order to win the item. If there is no winning, there would be automatic enrollment into what's called a shopping store membership. You'd get an additional entry into the sweepstake is the way that it works.
I was looking at it, but I never ordered anything or said to, to do anything.
Okay, well, somehow information did get entered on the website, including card information. It does show
they probably got it off my. They probably got it off my. I have automatic. It puts it in automatically.
Mm-hmm.
My account or my credit card information. When I look at something, it'll automatically put the information in for my credit card, which I'm going to have to stop if that's what this is.
Okay, well, this account is already canceled, so there's no, and I didn't even look to find out when it was canceled. Okay. All right, so it shows that it was canceled today, so that's no more charges, but it does have to do with information that was provided on the website, and usually an individual maybe responded to a survey or something to that effect.
Okay, so maybe a survey, but they don't charge you for taking the survey?
No, ma'am, it was a sweepstake entry, but usually the response has to do with someone, maybe we're third party, if it helps to explain it a little better. But normally an individual has responded to a survey, could have been something with social media. Actually, we don't know. But that's how these start. But no, the $7.95 wasn't for the survey. It was for that sweepstake entry.
I never entered a sweepstake.
Okay, if you looked at the website, ma'am, there was information that was provided with name, email, address, phone number, and the, you said the card information was automatically entered.
Yeah, if I go into some sites, it will automatically put that information, all that information in, my address and all that kind of stuff. And if that happened, it wasn't supposed to, because I never entered any sweepstakes or, you know.
Okay, well, the information that we review and provide is not an accusation, but that's explaining what the offer is. But it shows it's been canceled. So the membership that this would have converted over to, there won't be any billing with it. And let's see, what would it have been if there had been steak? And it says KitchenAid, so I think it would have been a $56.95 a membership, which would have been monthly. So I think this would have been Blender. I don't think it would have been any cookware or anything.
Yeah, I do remember looking at a site like that, because I was trying to figure out what it was. And then I just canceled everything out because I wasn't interested. So I don't know how they can charge me $7.95 just for looking at a website.
Well, I'm not sure how that would have happened either. You did mention, you said when you go to websites such as these, your information gets automatically entered. But if you with this particular or these offers, the customer has to call customer service. I don't know about any ability to cancel anything on the webpage. You have to actually call the call center.
This is ridiculous. So I have to pay this charge just for going onto a website.
It was paid over a month ago.
No, it wasn't paid because I'm just getting the bill. I'm just getting the bill now.
Yes, ma'am. The company was paid over a month ago.
Okay. Well, what did they charge me for?
It's a sweepstake entry by paying the $7.95. Now, the item would be shipped if the customer actually had won the item. This is like a 1 in 1,000 chance to win this item. And it's a 48-hour trial period, I believe, that comes with it. I don't understand why this one doesn't have any more activity. But the account does not.
Because I never did anything.
Well, once again, ma'am, I'm not accusing. I'm just reviewing the information that it shows here. But on the
I understand.
Yes, ma'am. On the reported line, that's what it shows. Let me go back to.
I'll just go through my credit card company and dispute the charge.
For $7.95?
Yep.
That's terrible. If you could please allow me, ma'am, to see what we can do, because even after disputing the charge, the bank would go into a more in-depth investigation, possibly with IP address, and informed you because you were on the website, which you've admitted you were. It's not
fraud. In other words, you just want me to pay the bill for getting nothing. Yeah, thanks.
It's a